Better get that right. Better get that right. Better get that right, right. Better get that right. Better get that right. Wasting so much time on that whack shit. My purse got big and I lost my keys. Now I'm stuck outside, but when I get in there, I find the things that I've been looking for. Long, long time, cause it's a lonely house. Yeah, yeah, hey, hey. Did I get that right? Did I get that right? Get that right? Did I get that right? Get that right? Get that right? Did I get that right? Get that right? Get that right? Did I get that? Get that right. What is it gonna take to make us feel safe when we got that whole world blown up anyway? When we're gonna all be lost in space? Did I get that right? Did I get that right? What's it gonna take to make us feel safe when we got that whole world up in flames? When we're gonna all be dust in space? Did I get that right? Did I get that right?
Hello?
So apprehensive.
Yeah. Is this on? It's been a while.
For you.
Yeah, that's true. This is Odds and Ends for the first time with both of us here in over a calendar month? 6 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah, well over a calendar month.
Yeah. So this is Odds and Ends, and you are listening to us on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Rolls right off the tongue.
I'm Silas.
I'm Eli.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I did a couple solo shows over winter break.
Yeah.
Those went pretty well, I think.
Mm-hmm. Not that well. Right?
Some would say better.
Okay.
Than this.
Mm-hmm.
Already off to a bad start.
Sure. Yeah. Depends what you're here for. You're here for music. That last song was Right by Xenia Rubinos, probably?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
I'm also not on the right tab. So yeah, that was close enough.
Today we're playing music that we listened to over the break.
Yeah.
Because we thought that would be an appropriate thing.
That said, well, I'm sure we both listened to the third song over break, but that...
Okay. Oh, right. Yeah, we had to fudge it a little bit, but it for a very good reason. You're going to hear... So we're going to play the song Scary Poppins by Scary Goldings, and that's going to... We won't give it away, but... The way that ended, we were listening through it, and we were like, oh, we have to follow it up with this next song.
The credit goes to, that was a real good find.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Really building up expectations, though.
Mm-hmm. And it's the best thing you'll ever hear. All right, let's get right into
let's
it.
Let's hear it. Pretty smooth, right?
What?
Thank you. That was a nice little transition.
If you don't say so yourself.
I mean, that Sound and Color just has such a, like, oh, that was Sound and Color by the Alabama Shakes, by the way.
Yeah.
Has such an iconic beginning, and I just love, I don't know what it is, bells,
yeah,
piano, I don't know. Just sounds incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we're back to the real theme, which is what we did listen to over break.
Yes. Well, this one...
No.
Arguably fudging it a little bit because
it's to fudge.
It was I was doing a solo host when I was here earlier because I came back early for RA training
weird
and
brag.
I was just making up what'd you say?
I said weird brag.
and I was in all those gigs. I was just making up what I played, like I had no plan. And so in one of them, I decided, you know what? I haven't listened to The Strokes in a while, so I played Hard to Explain by The Strokes. And I was like, this song slaps. And so I've been listening to it a ton since then.
Right.
So
one more?
We're going to play that now.
All right. All right. That was Just a Love Child by Bobby Humphrey. Shout out to my friend London from back home, who's actually currently in New York for school, for showing me that title. Sent me this album a few weeks ago.
London in New York.
You know what? Yeah.
Now that's interesting.
I was telling her if she goes to London, she should just go by Los Angeles. because otherwise, it'd be a little awkward.
Very awkward.
Yeah. It'd be awkward both.
Do you think anyone in London is named London?
Mm-hmm.
So next time.
Yeah, I think yes.
Do you think?
I do think.
Or do you think British people just sort of do British people find that weird that we name people London?
I mean, it'd be weirder if we named people British, I think.
Well, of course we're not going to do that. But like, maybe they name their kids after our cities.
The United States of America.
This is our newborn. This is our little chav.
We're doing this.
Cincinnati. My little chav sitting in Cincinnati.
What? Yeah. Are we playing the next one and then?
Yeah, we'll do the PSA after the next one. The next one is from definitely the album I listened to most over break, Buena Vista Social Club.
Mm-hmm.
And just a fun memory with it was I did a 17-mile walk around my town with some friends. I live in Vermont, so it wasn't the right weather for that,
yeah,
for a 17-mile walk. So it was very fun. But also pretty dreadful. Mm-hmm. But we listened to this album, yeah, on the way, and it was pretty nice. So this is Veinte Años.
All right.
Pasado no se ve recordar. Fui la ilusión de tu vida, un día lejano ya. Hoy represento el pasado, no me puedo conformar. Hoy represento el pasado, no me puedo. Las cosas que uno quiere se pudieran alcanzar, tú me quisieras lo mismo que 20 años atrás. Con qué tristeza miras un amor que se nos va, es un pedazo del alma que se arranca sin piedad. Es un pedazo del alma que se arranca sin piedad. Tristeza miramos un amor que se nos va es un pedazo del alma que se arranca sin piedad. Es un pedazo del alma que se arranca sin piedad.
All right, beautiful,
beautiful song, beautiful song. That's a no skip album for sure. It's just back to back incredible songs
on a 17 mile walk, no less.
Yeah, it didn't last for all that long of the walk.
That'd be a lot of no skipping.
Yeah, eventually you would start skipping, I think. Probably. By the end, we've got a little PSA.
We do. It's about that time. Exactly on the half hour.
Beautiful. All right.
Did you hear that? Where did that come from? Hello? Oh, well, I guess I'll just put my headphones back on and listen to my music.
I think we all know what happens next. Listeners, it's important to stay aware, to be mindful about things when you are in places. It's paramount you keep not only your eyes peeled, but also your ears. Otherwise, you will be the prey in a world of chaos where surprises rule as predator.
Get these headphones off my ears so that they are peeled. This way I can be ready for more noises / life.
This has been a PSA from the good people looking out for and over you forever and always.
All right. So,
really good advice there, I would say.
Like, easy takeaways.
Yeah.
First of all, wear headphones, but have them, like, removable really fast.
Yeah. And, probably best practice to just, like, to work on that movement, get it down, get that muscle memory.
Yeah.
So you can just whip them off if there's a loud noise.
Just when you're walking around, when you're with your friends. You can all practice it. It's actually really good.
And if you've got those AirPod Pros, I think, are the ones where you can turn off or on the noise canceling.
Yeah. Okay, so I've used these before, and like when you do that, it first goes to noise canceling, and then it goes to transparency, and that's like about 8 seconds.
That's so too long. That's
if you
too
can
long.
Go into your iOS, into your settings, and like adjust the order of that. That would be worthwhile for your safety.
Yeah. So first step: jailbreak your iPhone.
Yeah.
Go to Cydia.
Yeah.
This is deep cuts back to middle school jailbreaking.
Step 3, jailbreak your iPod.
All right. Yeah, really important stuff, though. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks to those people.
Yeah, to the good people at Tufts Educational Radio.
Right. Okay. Up next, we've got a song by Stereolab called Miss Modular. Let's check it out. Thank you.
That was Ohm by the Brazilian Girls.
The cool one.
Was that a good pronunciation?
I think so. I've taken three French classes, as in three sessions of a French class.
Wow. Expert. Yeah. I heard that one at my friend Xavier's house. I was there once over break, and like we were playing Code Names or something, and we were looking for music to listen to while we played. And so he just went onto his like family's old like desktop computer, and we just decided to shuffle all of the downloaded music on it.
Ooh.
Which was like, you know, all music from their childhood.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking back to like my iTunes as a kid, like and so we just shuffled it, and it was like a lot of like Café Del Mar stuff.
Yeah.
And that song played as well. Ohm by the Brazilian Girls.
Really cool one.
That was really, really good.
Just going to share a little anecdote. I went to my first in-person French class today, except I didn't. I went to Spanish 22. Because it was cross-listed. Not cross-listed. The room was...
Oh, and you're not even qualified for that.
No. Far and over my head. So I was 1 minute late to French.
How long did you stay in Spanish 22?
There were like six people with the same mix-up.
Because
it was just generally like the room. This is not important.
Something must have just gone wrong then.
Something went really wrong.
Catastrophic.
Yeah.
We demand an apology.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, next up. Oh, I've got a little anecdote about this one too.
Okay.
Well, so our local independent radio station where I live, every New Year's Day plays the Beatles A to Z. And it goes from like 8 a.m. to like 6 p.m. or something. Hmm. And so New Year's Day, my family will usually just sort of like hang out in the house and, you know, just tune in. Often we'll try and guess what song is going to come up next. You know, I was playing my guitar along to it. It's a very good time. And every New Year's, I like the week afterwards, I just go through a huge Beatles phase,
naturally,
especially on the songs that I sort of rediscover while doing this. And so one of the ones that I got back into because of it was Andrew Bird Can Sing.
That's
so
lovely.
We're going to hear that now.
All right.
Somebody made for me, somebody made for you. Ask and you
No, that was not by the Beatles. Deceivingly, that was Somebody Made for Me by Emmett Rhodes.
But it did flow very nicely from the Beatles.
Which was not done without intention.
Ooh. little peek behind the curtains there.
Yeah, under the veil, as it were.
No, I really like that song.
Yeah.
And next up, unless you've got something you were going to say about it.
We're pushing up against the clock.
Next up is just a very pretty song, Where the Soul of Man Never Dies by Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice.
Let's listen to it.
To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. No sad farewells, no tear-dimmed eyes. Where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. The roses bloom in for me, where the soul never dies, and I will spend eternity where the soul never dies. No sad, no sad farewells, no tear-dimmed eyes. Where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul never dies. Love light beams across the foam where the soul never dies. It shines and lights the way to home where the soul never dies. No sad farewells, no tear-dimmed eyes. Where all is peace and joy and love and the soul.
Square. He doesn't have any hangers. The
All right.
All right.
We don't have much time, so we'll speed through a little description of that. That was two songs back to back that sort of just transitioned right into each other for seeming no reason. It was off of a progressive rock album, which I guess is the reason. It's by The Pretty Things. The first one was The Good Mr. Square. The second one was She Was Tall, She Was High.
Nice. And next up, we're going to have We Will Become Silhouettes. It's a Shins cover of a Postal Service song.
And I guess while we have you here, we should say one more time. Do you want to?
Oh, yeah. By the way, this is Odds and Ends, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right. Let's review this episode.
I think it was a pretty good show.
Yeah. Let's quality control ourselves.
Yeah, so we did the station ID.
We did one up top, which...
We did one up top.
Yeah.
We just did one before that last song.
Yeah.
We did a PSA.
PSA right on the 30-minute mark.
Yeah.
Which, for all that you listeners out there, for all you novices, that's where it's supposed to be.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal.
And that's pretty neat,
It's actually. Pretty neat. I think we can expect an award at the at this year's WMF Oscars.
WMF
Oscars.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'd say.
What was your favorite song you think that we played?
Probably. Well, what we didn't get to play was "Running on Empty."
That's a good song.
Yeah, that one is pretty good. I guess we'll probably come back with that next time.
Yeah, maybe we can start with it or something.
So we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.